Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Amen. Lord, when life is difficult, we are tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are our God, and we can draw strength from you. Let us trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let us persevere, even if our soul is troubled. And let us follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and every day. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection. I pray that you are having a good day, a thankful day, and that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Praise be to God. So right now, we are going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in. Praise God.
Good neighbor. love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around him and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Constant prayer. Your holy word commands us to pray without ceasing. In all things great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad, let us seek your wisdom and strength in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
That's right. Everybody got around.
Come on and pray.
types of bread. Come on, kick out them shoes.
God, dear Lord, in our weak moments, we may try to build ourselves up by placing ourselves ahead of others. But you want us to be humble servants to those who need our encouragement, our help, and our love. Today, we will do our best to follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus Christ, by serving others humbly, faithfully, and lovingly. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening.
Until the next level, our God is always in control. No matter what you're going through, he's taking you. Thank you.
It is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Blessed by His Love. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. And it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty words. Do you realize that you're the heir to an unimaginable inheritance that will never fade? If you are a believer, God has incredible blessings for you God has incredible blessings for you that are based not on anything you have done, but on whose you are. No one can take your inheritance because the Lord has guaranteed it to you by sealing you with his Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Praise God. Of course, a great deal of it is available to you now, such as the indwelling Holy Spirit and your spirit transformation, whereby you are conformed to the likeness of Jesus. Romans 8 and 29. Much of it, however, is beyond earthly comprehension. For example, one day your mortal bodies will be changed into an imperishable, glorious one that is absolutely free from sin and death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 54. Why has the Lord done all this for you? Amazingly, he says it's so that throughout eternity, he can show you the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness, Ephesians 2 and 7. He does it to show you this love, his love. Let that encourage you today. And in gratitude for such an amazing goodness, show him you love him in return by serving him. Amen. It's as simple as that. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your great gifts to us. You are so good, and we praise you. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this Thankful Thursday, because we have so much to be thankful for. Amen. Praise be to God. Because a family that prays together stays together.
Your might. your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Your power.
We need your power.
And let your presence,
let your presence fall.
Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's mighty to heal. He's mighty to deliver.
your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let your presence fall. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord. Come on, let's pick it up. Y'all, pick it up.
Elohim, create great things for us to walk in. Create intercessions where you merge our passion, experiences, skills, and interests together so we can fulfill the calling you have for us. Create in our heart a purity that is peaceful and appealing to those around us. Create our destiny. We pray and then guide us into it for your name's sake and for your pleasure. We trust you to create our life story and to give us all we need to fully live out the path you have planned for us. Thank you, Elohim, for being the strong creator God. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
This is for my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong.
club, sipping on the same drink, water change, same cheap boys, same kush smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like you got paper. It make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly. 90% of his conversation was all lies. He won't shoot for the price of one, you and your sister like why. So he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're working on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you wish you pass by. Now you both way controlled by another power. Quiet as kept. Every thug up in the club plot with no threat. I used to plot too. I must confess it wasn't right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She plays the street light. Cause there's no place she can go.
The street light don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see. And only 2% of what you hear. Pray your strength.
Oh, in the street light,
you play your life. I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt you just see love from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, 5 drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping it low to the floor. This represents everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
You trust your walk, your talk, your who you think you are. She plays the street light, cause there's no place she can go. Street light, it's the only light she knows. Street light, there's a thousand colors to play. Oh, in the street light, you play your life
away. He attacks you tonight. Get you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of the car. Instead of the man of respect, you let him trick your heart. You surviving on the edge, hoping you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only like you enough when you giving it up. Your friendship can't be taught. So when he sets you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick, give me all.
Let some people see
what a real
who
sister
you
thinks
be.
That.
And every night you
what
shine
a real
just
thinks
like
that.
A superstar. The type of life that plays a chance to masquerade. You trust your walk, your tongue.
The ladies are
your
feet,
you think
but
you
the heart
are.
Is clear. Die for us all. Remember patience, race, death, all the money, material things. Cause we can never fill an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain, erase your scar. If you go and worship Son, you can remember Jesus gave his life. And he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen. So keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sent back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come, sister. In Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living.
Elohim, thank you for the security we experience when we recognize you as the great creator God. No one was there telling you how to make the earth rotate in its orbit so it would continually receive light and heat. And yet you did it perfectly. We thank you that you know all things and don't need us to try to figure out how to solve our issues or make our plans come about. You put the universe together with your words. Thank you for knowing how to put our life together as well. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. I lift up your name, Jehovah, as I seek your face, and I honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustained all life and passionately delight in our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Hold on 1 second. Let me play another song and pull Pastor Kathy in.
So helpless, where did the lights go? I had no hope left, deep down in my soul. I was watching, I was waiting, I was praying, I was staying down on my knees, right where you found me. My deliverer, you rescued me.
Can't seem to get through to her. Pastor Kathy. Oh man. Shut up. Okay, I came trying to pull Pastor Kathy in, but I can't seem to. They keep sending me to voicemail. Hello? Hello? Pastor Kathy? Pastor Kathy, are you there? Can't seem to.
Please leave your message for 8643.
I don't know what to do now.
Hello?
I just heard you in.
Thank you. God bless you. Can you hear me, Evangelist Hilda?
Yes. I've been keep sending me to voicemail.
Oh, my goodness. This is too much.
I'm telling you. I'm tired. And I couldn't get
it. Okay. I had to call my spiritual son so he could get me in. He got me in. Bless the Lord.
God bless you, spiritual son. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, can y'all hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Let me just get into this word. Because I am sitting here going, what in the world? I told y'all last week they restricted me from all prayer lines. I switched carriers thinking, okay, and I told God, I said, I got to get on conference call. You're going to be good. You're going to be good. Try to get, I said, what is going on? You know what? If I was calling a pornography line, I could have got through. What is really going on? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Anyway, let me hit it and quit it while I'm on this line. Here we go. Woo! I feel like boom, boom, the boom. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, I got to say thank you, God. I got to say thank you, God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Father God, thank you. We don't take time to look at the little things going on in our lives that we need to be thanking you for getting us through. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I can only say that this word is good. Mm. But Lord God, have your way on this line tonight. Thank you for the available source to get me in. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father, you've been keeping us. You've been watching over us. You've been protecting us. You have comforted us. We've got deaths coming left and right, from the east to the west, south to the north. God, there is so much going on in the world right now. We can only say thank you. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind. My goodness, glory to God. And Father God, for the ones that don't know how to be kept, thank you for keeping them anyhow. Mm-hmm. Because they don't know how to reach out to you and say, Lord, keep me. But thank you for keeping them anyhow, God. Even when they don't know how to reach out to you, thank you for doing it, God. Thank you. I tell you, Father God, all I can say is thank you, because you and I both know what Pastor Kathy's been going through for these past 3 weeks. Thank you, God. Uh-huh. I was told I was stressed. I was told I was losing it. I'm not losing it. I don't care if I spend the rest of my day mourning my son. I'm going to mourn him. But it's okay. I can function. Don't look at me on those days when my hair is tossed to and fro because I'm so disgusted that he's gone. But dang, that's natural. I know how to come out of it. Right? I'm not taking no pills. I'm not taking no up or down or what. I'm not taking medicine. I got Jesus.
Thank you, God.
As long as I got Jesus, he's going to continue to keep me in my right mind. He's going to comfort me when I need to be comforted.
Yes, he
and
will.
Not tell me, God, it's been a year. It's been a year and a half. This word is so good, I'm going to get into it, because I'm looking at the naysayers and I'm saying, you think I'm depressed? Really? No. Watch it. Watch it. Watch God use me even in the condition you think I'm in. My goodness, glory to God.
Praise be to God.
This word is good. Here we go. Woo, thank you, God. We are coming from, thank you, Matthews. This is so good. Go to your gospels, Here we go. Matthew chapter 22. Yeah, I'm trying to see what verses I thought her. Okay, good. Thank you, God. Matthew chapter 23. I'll come back to you. Matthew chapter 22, verses 2 through, I think it's 12. Oh, God.
22.
Yes. 2 through 12.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 22, verses 2 through 12.
Praise God.
Oh, here we go. Say what you say, Holy Ghost. You know, in the midst of everything, he's still talking.
Hallelujah.
He is still talking. And I'm sitting here trying to acknowledge him while I'm going through all this. And he's telling her, you got this, you got this. But anyway, it's Matthew chapter 22, verses 2 through 12. And the title of the message, he told me to get a title. Thank you, God. It's My Wedding Plans.
My Wedding Plans.
God, I love you. Yes, I do.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, I know you do, Kat. I know you do. Woo, here we go. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to call those who had, oh, God, I love you. Look at this. Y'all better look at all this. He sent his servants. Thank you, God. He sent his servants to call those he had invited to the banquet, but they refused to come. Mm-hmm. Again, he sent out his servants, other servants, and said, tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been killed, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. This is some good stuff. But they paid no attention and went away, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. And he sent his troops to destroy those murderers and burn their city. The king was enraged, and he sent his troops to destroy the murderers and burn the city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the crossroads and invite to the banquet as many as you can find. Thank you, Jesus. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered everyone they could find, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he spotted a man who was not dressed in wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? But the man was speechless. My goodness, may the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
I love this because my wedding plans. And I sat there and I told y'all before, look, if this phone sounds crazy, I apologize. I couldn't even get the Bluetooth to hook up. So y'all just rock and roll with me. Thank
you,
God.
We hear you loud and clear.
God bless you. Thank you. So I thought about the fact that every time God gives me a word, I can relate. And I'm sitting there going, Lord, you know, they're going to think me strange because me and Pastor Stephen, we always sit there when someone, you tell them something, then you tell them something else. I say, oh, I'm in there. I did that. Oh, I'm in there. And me and Pastor Stephen, we get to looking at each other and go, Is there any place they haven't been and things they haven't done? Every time you say something, they've been there, they've done that. Mm-hmm. And so we get to that. But I can honestly say I can relate to what God is saying here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because guess what? This is no joke. Me and Pastor Stephen got married in California. And we didn't have any family in California. I just happened to be out there because I was living out there at the time. But I was alone out there for years. You know, I kept coming back to see my family. And so when me and Pastor Stephen got married, we was out there in California by ourselves. And we had our church family and people that we work with or whatever. And so I'm sitting there going, wow, we getting ready to have his wedding. And, we ain't got no family to come. And I told my pastor, I said, we don't have any family. He said, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That church is going to be full. I said, thank you, Pastor. As you know, I hate to say it, but most of the time the church doesn't react to do anything unless the pastor says it across the pulpit.
Yes.
Come on now. So he announced it across the pulpit, and like he said, the church was filled. I think I told a couple of people at work, and here's the thing. My goodness, glory to God. The church wasn't filled because of the members of the church that I'd been with for years. The church was filled because the people that I worked with, they showed up.
Amen.
And I'm looking at it and going, wow, every elder in that church with their spouses was sitting out in that congregation.
Praise God.
And I looked out and I went, wow, wow. Because when I was coming through and my pastor escorted me in, when I was coming through, I looked out there and I said, look at all this food they got. Because Pastor told me, he said, daughter, you don't have to worry about a thing. Everything is taken care of. I said, okay.
Wow. Oh. Beautiful.
I said, you know, we're going to have two things. When I seen all those tents and all those tables loaded down with food, I'm coming through holding on to my pastor going, wow. And I could see the cake. The cake had to be at least four levels. And I'm looking, I'm already crying. And I'm going, oh, man, my makeup.
Oh.
I get into the church doors only to see that church is filled with the people from my job, the people from the church. And I'm looking going, wow. How is the church filled? We didn't have any family out here. We had family.
Yes, you
we
did.
We had people. Hear me now. We had people that really loved us. Because here's the thing. If they loved me, they loved Pastor Stephen. Yeah,
of course.
Because that's number one. They didn't know him, but they loved him. Because, my goodness, glory to God. God says when you did it for me, you did it for them.
Amen.
And they did it for God because God touched their hearts and had them to be there.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
Glory to God. Now we look in trouble, and God is saying, my wedding plans. Well, like I told y'all, I had a church full of folks, and I had no plans. Because I didn't know who to invite. Who was going to come? So I just told some people at church, told some people at work. The people at work told somebody else. Somebody said, Kathy, she's what? She didn't give me an invitation. They came anyway.
Amen.
Why? Because they wanted to be there.
Yes.
Watch. God is saying, he told his servants, go out there and tell the folks, the wedding banquet is ready. I got everything prepared. Come on now.
Right.
The servants go out. They tell everybody it's time to come on. He's got the banquet ready. the plans is working out beautifully. Come on, you guys. Come on and enjoy. They looked at it, it's today?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, right now? Yeah. I gotta go to work. I'm sorry. Maybe later. If I get out in time, I'll be there.
Mm.
Come on, the wedding plan. Oh, you coming to get us now? Yeah. Oh, you right, my bad. Today is the 20th. Oh, wow, that creeped up on me. I didn't even see it coming.
Mm.
Are you coming? No. I got to tend to something at the house. I'll get with y'all later. Okay, y'all coming? Because everything is ready for you. I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. It does not matter. It does not matter that you think what you got going on is so much more important than my wedding day.
Mm-mm.
You know why? Because I've been telling you for months, for years.
Yes.
This week. Why? Because I knew I had to plan accordingly. By everyone who RSVP'd, I knew, oh my goodness, glory to God, I knew accordingly because now I got to get the food ready. I got to have the right drink. I got to have everything that you would want at a wedding to make this day successful. And so what happens is, oh, my goodness, glory to God. People start saying, oh, I ain't going to be able to make it. Say what? Do you know what I went through to get all this stuff together?
Hey.
Yeah, I'll get with you. Mm. So now I got to bring it around. Wedding plan. I planned all of this for you. All of it. It wasn't going to cost you nothing. All you had to do was come.
Mm-hmm.
Show up. That's what you had to do and enjoy yourself. And so God is saying, my goodness, glory to God, here we go. He said, I told you about my wedding day years ago. I've been telling you since you could comprehend words. That this day would come, right? And you said, I'll be there. Don't worry about that. You know I'm there. Count me in, I'm there.
Sure.
And you, guess what? You even walked around saying, oh, I'm just blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Oh, you don't know? God is with me. You started claiming to others that you were going to the wedding because you were saying, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. My goodness, glory to God. You better hear how God is making this thing plain and clear. When you looked at someone and said, I am a Christian, you were, my goodness, God, I love you. You were saying, God, I'll be there at that wedding day. And so God was preparing things for you. Did you not hear Jesus say, I go where the Father is. I go to prepare a mansion for you, you. I'm going to get things ready.
Yes.
And you were walking around going, I'm a Christian, you know. I'm just blessed to the Lord. No, I don't get into all that because, you know, God is. You were professing to the world that you were going to be there for my wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what God is saying? God is saying, how dare you not show up and you're the bride?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I plan to marry you.
Wow.
You are my bride. How is it that you didn't show up?
Mm-hmm.
And the bride is saying, I had to go to work that day. I'm going to get with you. You know, I had some plans. Because since Billy can't come, I went over there with Billy now. It doesn't matter what our excuse is. When it comes to God having prepared a place for you, your excuses, my goodness, null and void. He don't even hear you.
That's right.
And so, and here's the thing. The story really is about Israel, the
yes.
chosen one.
Yes.
Because he was telling them, this is for you. My wedding day is for you. You are my bride. Mm-hmm. Israel said, oh, y'all going to have to catch me later with all that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got a fat calf. I got this. I got that. I got everything you want to enjoy yourself at a wedding. Yeah, hit me up later. I'll get with you. Israel rejected what God had for them.
Yes.
So God told servants, y'all go out there and y'all get anybody you can find and tell them that there's a banquet coming on, going on. All they got to do is show up. You know what they did? They said, get on out of here with that nonsense. Don't make me bust you in your head. And then one of them, he got so trigger happy, he started shooting the messengers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they killed some of the servants that came to tell them,
yep.
get out of here with the nonsense, and they shot him. And God is, oh, my goodness, glory to God. We could see in his word that he took care of the ones that took out his servants. That's why we're trying to tell y'all, don't kill the messenger.
Amen.
You can't That's shoot true. Me. This is not my word. It is not my wedding day. I've already had my wedding day. It's your wedding day. This invitation is for you to show up on your wedding day. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. You better hear me in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
God is saying the invitation is mm-hmm. for you to come to your wedding.
Mm-mm.
Did not get to die for himself. He died for you, and me.
Amen.
And we.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Me. God is so big that all of us, it takes all of us to make up his bride.
Yes, indeed.
And he's standing there. Because I don't know about the rest of y'all, but the last time I went to a wedding, and it wasn't my own because I went to others, the bridegroom, he's standing there waiting
mm-hmm.
for his bride to be
yes.
brought in there. Mm-hmm. God is waiting for his bride to be brought to him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the last minute, the bride has decided, I choose darkness over the marvelous light.
Mm.
I don't need no light where I'm going. I got what I, oh, puff, puff, pass. Hand me that drink. Oh, give me that goose or whoops. Oh, did you see her look at me? No, not really, because you married. Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with it. Let me go over here and check her out. Oh, are you coming with me? I'm telling you, ain't nobody paying attention. We can run in there, steal this thing, and be out before they even know we was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sin. Sin is what's keeping you from your wedding day. God is saying, these are my wedding plans.
Yes.
But I've been telling them all along. They have decided they're still going to reject me, even though coming wedding is free.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying salvation is free.
Yes.
He paid the cost.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All you have to do is come. I don't know about the rest of you, but when you hear that voice saying, come to me, come to me, Kathy, put that down. Turn away from that. Kathy, it's time to start afresh. Kathy, I'm calling you. You better do like Peter did and turn around and say, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. And once he confirms that he's calling you, you better step in the right direction. Which direction? That one God says, I am the way. Come this way right here. Yeah. Jesus said, you got to come through me. Come on. So what he said, you got to follow in my footsteps.
Yes, Lord.
You follow in my footsteps, and I'm going to lead you straight to the Father. My goodness. This will be your wedding day. Guess what? When he says my wedding plans, you've got to hear him in the spirit. He's saying, I know the plans I have for your life.
Yes.
And at the end of your life, you're going to step before that throne and be my bride.
Amen. Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Oh, a lot of us, we see that and say, yeah, they don't want to go to the wedding. Okay. Well, you better hear him right here now. Mm-hmm. The wedding that he's talking about is yours. The plans are his. But the wedding is yours.
Yes.
That bride that he's standing there waiting to show up. And every time he sends a servant out to get you, and guess what? He's sending us out to get you and you and you. The same way he sent a servant to come get me.
Yes.
But when he sent a servant to come get me, I turned around and say, oh, wow, they trying to get me to go to church. I know they crazy. I done been in church all my life. I'm going over here to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the more I tried to run and have fun, the more I got hurt, the more I got in trouble. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then even though I was in trouble and I got hurt, I still thought I was having fun. Please, you can't tell me that I'm having the time of my life. Yeah, I got a bump on my head. Yeah, I got a black eye. Yeah, my arm is in a swing. Yeah, my leg is all stiff, but I'm still having the time of my life.
And all that
thing. You cannot tell me that there's 15 sin. Yeah. It feels good. That's why you don't walk by your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can't do things according to how you feel.
That's for sure.
Sometimes doing the right thing just doesn't feel right. I love this because that's fact. When he did get some folks to come to the wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And
right.
All they had to do, guess what? At the door, he had garments for them to put on. And they changed his garments.
Yes.
He came in there. He was like, happy to see that the banquet was full of folks. And what caught his eye was the person that thought they didn't need the garments.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked and he said, friend.
Yeah.
Friend, how you get up in here dressed like that? There was nothing that friend could say. You know why? You really don't have an excuse.
No.
God has given you everything you need, so there is no excuse for you not coming to him.
That's right.
All he had to do was, like everybody else, jump into those garments on the way in and go on in.
Amen. That's right.
And that's why I couldn't say anything. Because what could he say? You gave me everything I need to get ready for this banquet. All I had to do was come in and adorn myself in righteousness.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? You know how you adorn yourself in righteousness? You wrap yourself in Jesus.
Yes.
And righteousness, not yours, his righteousness. Mm-hmm. Those clothes at the door were not yours. They were his. That tells us that his righteousness is what we need to be adorned in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But the man came in and did on. And God said, hey, friend. You know everybody said, he called me friend. Well, yeah. Hey, friend, how you getting in just like that? I tell you what, years ago, and I got to come in for a close. Years ago, my sister, she wanted me to remarry her and her husband. And I did. I came from California, came down, and had everything ready, and I had to remarry her. You know, I counseled them like I would any other couple. I counseled them six consecutive meetings. After I counseled them, I told them what I thought. They told me what they wanted to do. I kept counseling them. We got through it. And then all my sisters, everybody, we flew down there, got to the wedding. It was beautiful. My niece and my nephew danced. It was beautiful. Everything was beautiful. Nephew come up to me, and at the time that nephew was so far in the world, you needed a microglass to see where he was at. He was drinking, doing all kind of stuff. That dude came up to me, and he was a youngster too. My nephew came up to me. He said, "Aunt Kat, you did that thing." I said, "Oh." He said, no, Aunt Kat. You did that thing." And I looked at her, and I was thinking, wait a minute. He sounds sober. He ain't even started drinking yet. I looked at her, I said, "Thank you, boo. Thank you." Aww. And right now, glory to God, right now, he is a deacon in his church. Guess what? Every one of his children, he got all of his daughters in the church. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know why that was seed sown? He had many seeds sown along the way. His mother sowed seeds. His grandmother sowed seeds. He had so many seeds he didn't know what to do with. But he still did his own thing like all of us do. And when it was time, he heard it, and without a doubt, he said, "I got to get out of here." His friend said, "What you talking about, man? The party get ready to start jumping." He said, I'm done. I got to go." Why? Because God called them with a loud, silent voice that only he could hear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Oh,
yes, indeed. Thank you.
He came out. He never looked back. I think he was in his 20s at that time. He said, "Aunt Kat, I'm never, ever going to go back to where I was.
Praise
I'm happy."
Praise the Lord.
I said, "Oh, God, you don't even know how glad I was." So anyway, here's the thing. So now you got all these servants running out there because God is keep telling us, go tell them. Go tell them, Kathy. Go tell the Lord. I've already told them, and then I listen. Go tell the other side. I go out and tell the other side they want to shoot the messenger again. I go tell, she thinks she all that. Well, who she is to tell us? God said, "Guess what? If I could talk through a donkey and get things done, mm-hmm. I could talk through someone who used to be wrapped up in sin."
Mm-hmm.
Until she allowed me to adorn her in my righteousness.
Amen.
Not my own, because my righteousness is still like a filthy rag.
Yes.
But when I allow God to put his arms around me and clothe me in himself.
Yes.
So I said, I don't care what they say. I chose you.
That's right.
Many are called, few are chosen.
Yes.
I'm so glad I'm chosen. Yeah. That wedding right there, God is in my wedding plan. He said, my wedding include you. All the ones that think, I still got time. I ain't got to get saved today. I'm going to do it. Long time dead. I got time. But what if you don't wake up next week? Guess what? You get to the wedding day. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Here's the clothes. You get to the wedding day. You were thinking you still had time.
Hey.
And you ran behind. And before you know it, you standing at the throne. He said, hey, my friend, how is it that God in here dressed like that? In other words, how did you come through my pearly gates dressed like that? And you who are without excuse, because he's on the internet, he's on the radio, he's out on every corner, there's a church everywhere you can look and see.
Amen.
Is it that you got in here dressed like that? You still robed in sin because you still thinking you got time. And God is telling you today, our wedding plans include you.
Yes.
You got, just like Metro say, can you hear me now?
All right.
It's time for you to make a decision.
Right.
Choose ye this day whom you are going to serve. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Where are my praises? There we go. I'm so happy and that you were able to get through. I don't know what happened to my phone. It kept sending me to your voicemail instead of connecting you. But I am grateful and thankful that we were supposed to hear this word tonight. So God
bless you. You know what? Can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing? Thank you, God. Do you know that a month before I lost my son to that accident, do you know that him, my nephew that was out there in the world that is now a deacon, and another spiritual son, do you know that I got all those sons? I said, y'all get on the line. We're going to have questions and answers. We want to know what you think about your mother's taking the lead and raising you in the home. They said, oh, that's a good one. We're getting on. And they all get on. And I called them by their spiritual names. I said, Minister Jay, Deacon Stephen, Elder Kevin. I called them by who God said they were.
Mm-hmm.
And a month later, he was gone, but that's okay. Because he recognized God does love me. I don't do all things right. I'm never doing it when God says I'm supposed to be doing it. But I get it done because I know that God is the head of my life.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
And you know what? I kept thinking, Lord, I don't understand. Every now and then I said, why are your eyes all red? I'm just sleepy. He didn't even disrespect me and say, well, you know what I'm doing. Come on. He didn't do that. But
no.
Guess what? When I looked around the church and seen all those young people and they were saying, this dude always told me, get God in my life. Make sure God is over my And I'm looking going, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome is that?
Awesome.
I don't think a minute. If you smoking weed, if you drinking, if you lying, if you cheating, if you stealing, that you don't have time to get it right with God.
Yes.
You got time.
Absolutely.
God make you come. He didn't send him out there to make those folks change their minds and come on in anyway. No, he said, go get others.
Mm-hmm.
Go get others. He's not going to make you love on him. He wants you to love on him. But guess what? Even while you're out there doing what you're doing, God still loves you.
Yes, he does.
He is merciful, forgiving, loving, caring God. He loves you. My mother loved me. She got disappointed in me sometimes, but it didn't stop her from loving me. Just because you're doing what you do, don't let the devil get you twisted into thinking God will never love you. The devil is a liar. God loves you anyway.
Yes, he does. Praise Jesus.
And in his mercy and his grace, he is waiting for you to make the decision. Come on in.
Absolutely.
That he called you to be.
Thank you, God.
He's taking suffering. He's going to wait on you. Just don't let time outrun you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Go ahead.
Well, we got 5 minutes, so can you go ahead on and do the call to salvation and the benediction?
I've been doing the call to salvation with the whole message.
Oh, okay.
He said, God, if that's you, bid me to come. God said, come.
Yes.
Come.
If
you
I am waiting.
Me right now, don't shoot that messenger. She's doing what I told her to do. I told her to invite you to the wedding because you are my bride.
Amen.
Make
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Choose Jesus. He chose you. He chose you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He loves you, you, and me.
Yes, he does.
Mm. Hallelujah.
You ready for that decision, God's arms are wide enough for all of us to come in.
Yes,
precious Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. God, because you love us so much, you won't leave us where we are. You're coming after us. You're calling on each and every last one. You're saying, I will have mercy on you. I will have mercy on you. I want to save you. It is not God's desire that any should perish. Don't let the devil take your life. It's so messed up that God wouldn't want you. You already know the devil is a liar. God wants you, and he still wants me. Come. That's what you got to do. He's already prepared the banquet. He's already let his son die on that cross for you.
Yes.
All you got to do is come. Let God adorn you in righteousness, holy. Thank you, God. We love you. We love Father God that you continue to penetrate our hearts, that one day we will stand together as your bride and faith that you have prepared for each and every last. Thank you for being a merciful God, a loving God, a forgiving God. Thank you, God, for never giving up on us, even though our brothers, our sisters, our family, our friends, even though they look at us and say we're worthless, you're saying we are a treasure in your eyes. We love you. We honor and adore you, God, for never, ever giving up on us. Even though we know we're not right, you still love us. You're still giving us time to get it right.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
For all that you've done, doing, and are going in the rest of our lives. Father God, we trust that as we have heard this message, many are going to make the choice.
Hallelujah.
When they're ready, make the choice, come on in. We pray that they're ready today, but you are long-suffering. You are patient, God. You're going to wait until they make the choice on their own.
Yes.
And for that, we can say thank you for loving us enough to give us time to get it right and come in when mm-hmm. we think we're ready. We know that you feel like we're ready now. But sometimes the world has a stronghold on some.
Mm-hmm.
And the things in the world keep captivating our minds and our hearts. But we know there's nothing better for us than you, God. So thank you.
That's right.
We love you, God. We love you, God. The day is going to come when we make the decision, ask for in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes, we will.
Let us stay reminded that our God, there is nothing too hard for our God. Our God can provide for all of our needs. You
yes.
wait and see. When it looks like you are at the end of your rope, God's hand comes in and grabs
Glory
you right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a way for you. There is always a way. You've got to make a decision, a real decision, that you will be there for that wedding. You are going to
mm-hmm.
choose Christ. For this. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And I want to thank all of our callers that was on the line tonight. 980-417-623-271-470-406. God bless you at 864-420. God bless you and thank you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find this robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So may God bless you and smile upon you until we meet again next week on the same Blog Talk Radio station. We love you and we thank you.
I will have everything ready next time. I have the Bluetooth ready. I will be able to dial in and make this call. I truly hope you guys could hear what God was saying to all of us tonight.
Yeah.
I truly hope
we did. Thank you, God.
My spiritual son that is on the line that connected me in, you know that I love you. Elder Willie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, son. I love you. God bless you guys. Good night.
Good night. Love you guys. And God bless.
Love you, too. God bless.
Have a blessed weekend.